Welcome to the Voice of One Witness with Dr. Billy Brim. This month, Dr. Brim is joined by her daughter Shelley discussing the mysteries of Christmas.
Shalom, I'm Billy Brim, and I'm welcoming you along with my daughter talking about Christmas. We decided to talk about angels. You know, angels are all through the Bible. A couple of times in the book of Daniel himself. Nebuchadnezzar, you know, I'm going to read this, Daniel 3:28. Nebuchadnezzar spoke and said, "Blessed be the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who has sent his angels and delivered his servants that trusted him." That's when they got out of the fiery furnace. And the king, Nebuchadnezzar, recognized that an angel was sent to save their lives. And then Daniel, speaking of getting out of the lion's den.
Yes.
"My God has sent his angel and has shut the lion's mouths, and they have not hurt me." So there we see that angels can be there for deliverance.
Yes.
And of course, Shelley, now we're here and we're celebrating the coming in the Christ child, the birth of Jesus. And angels are all around the first coming of the Lord. And you can be sure, folks, they're going to be all around the second coming.
Yes.
The rapture and the second coming. Yeah. They're going to be manifesting. Mm-hmm. And so some records of it. The first one that had to do is the appearance of an angel to Zechariah as he was getting ready to offer the incense offering. And Shelley, we might say something before you read the scripture. There are 4,000 of these priests and Levites. And they draw to see who gets to offer the incense offering every day.
So when it says
it's a matter
lot.
Of lot.
Okay.
A matter of lot. And he drew it. The one who was going to be Zechariah, who was going to be John the Baptist's father. He drew the lot that day. But don't you know God was in that?
Mm-hmm.
In him drawing that lot. And it was such an honor. I saw a plaque one time in the people that are getting ready for the temple. And they said it was such a blessing. And that ever after, the person who offered this became wealthy. They were blessed with wealth.
Praise God.
So anyway, read about that day. Really, folks, at that time, probably the high priest's office had been bought off. We know it had. And probably Zechariah should have been the high priest. So read, Shelley, from Luke 1.
Okay, this is Luke 1, chapter 1, verse 11. "And there appeared unto him an angel of the Lord standing on the right side of the altar of incense. But the angel said unto him, Fear not, Zacharias, for thy prayer is heard, and thy wife Elizabeth shall bear thee a son, and thou shalt call his name John. And Zacharias said unto the angel, Whereby shall I know this? For I am an old man, and my wife well stricken in years. And the angel answering said unto him, I am Gabriel, that stand in the presence of God, and am sent to speak unto thee and to show thee these glad things,
tidings. Praise the Lord. Now that's to Zechariah.
Yes.
Go ahead with the next one we're going to talk about is the angel appearing to Mary.
Oh, okay. Well, this is in Luke, the same chapter, 1. Start with verse 26. "And in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God unto a city of Galilee called Nazareth."
Now think of it, Shelley. He was sent from the throne of God down to an earthly city.
Yes. Yes.
Same angel, Gabriel.
Yes. Mm-hmm. "And the angel came in unto her and said, Hail thou that art highly favored."
Now he didn't say hail. I'm quite sure he said shalom. It's a word that means wholeness. And hail, the English word comes
from the old English
whole.
Word.
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So he said shalom.
Uh-huh.
"Thou that art highly favored, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. And the angel said unto her, Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. Then said Mary unto the angel, How shall this be, seeing I know not a man? And the angel answered and said to her, The Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the Highest shall overshadow thee."
Hallelujah.
"Therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. And Mary said, Behold, the handmaid of the Lord, be it unto me according to thy word. And the angel departed from her."
Now, according to what we're going to be sending out as the mystery of Christmas Unwrapped, this would have happened on December 25th. That's when he would have, the word became flesh. with this divine happening.
Yes.
And so we have the angel appearing to Zechariah, and then we have the angel appearing to Mary. And Mary then, of course, she was the cousin of
Elizabeth.
Of Elizabeth, the mother of John the Baptist. So now another angelic appearance prior to his birth was Joseph. An angel appeared to Joseph. Because he was betrothed to Mary.
Yes.
And, you know, if she's going to have a child and there hasn't been any marriage, it was bad in those days.
Yes.
Could have been stoning. So the angel had to appear to him. And he did. Matthew 1, Shelley.
All right. Matthew 1, verse 20. But while he, that's Joseph, thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. Then Joseph, being raised from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord had bidden him, and took unto him his wife.
And so now we have, he got his divine instructions. We're going to come on down to the birth of the Lord. And at the birth of the Lord, of course, oh my goodness, Shelley, read about this, Luke 2 and 9.
Luke 2 and verse 9. Okay, here we go. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid.
Shepherds.
And the angel said unto them, fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly hosts praising God. I wonder what that sounded like. And saying, and it came to pass as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said unto one another, let us now go even unto Bethlehem and see this thing which is come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us.
Praise the Lord. And you think about seeing one angel. That's what we're going to talk about all the month of December. We're going to talk about angels that our family has seen. People that we know who have seen angels.
Right.
When I get to Jerry Savelle's story, boy, that's one of the best. But I'm going to read now a little bit here from Faith Food Devotions. These are Brother Kenneth E. Hagin's Faith Food Daily Devotions for 1 year. We're making this, you can find out at the end of the year. And so there's a scripture in Matthew 18:10, which says, take heed that you despise not one of these little ones, for I say unto you that in heaven their angels do always behold the face of my Father, which is in heaven. So here is Jesus telling us that we
have present-day ministry.
Yeah, that we have a present-day ministry of angels, guardian angels. And so Brother Hagin tells a story about how years ago he had just gotten up off of his knees praying. He was on the platform, and suddenly he saw Jesus standing right in front of him. And standing right behind Jesus, I'm going to use his words now, about 2 feet to Jesus' right and 3 feet behind him was a large angel. This angel must have been at least 8 foot tall. Jesus talked to me about some things, and everything he said later came to pass. When he finished what he was telling me, I asked him, who is that fellow and what does he represent? Jesus said, that's your angel. I said, my angel? Yes, he said. You remember when I was on earth, I said of little children that their angel is ever before my Father's face. You don't lose your angel just because you grow up. Isn't that comforting? Everywhere I go, I've got that big fellow following me around. So you, when you were born into this earth, you were assigned an angel. Jews think two. But whatever, you have never been a moment without them. And they're there as your guardian angels.
Thank God.
Now, they can give guidance. And Shelley, read here what Brother Hagin wrote right on the next page, guidance by angels.
Okay.
And he uses a scripture at the top of the page, Hebrews 1:14. Are they angels, not all ministering spirits, sent forth to minister for them who shall be the heirs of salvation?
Okay.
So just read that page right there.
Okay, and when you do get this book, it's on August 18th for reference. Even as Jesus talked with me, I would glance at the angel. And when I did, I could see he would start to say something. And Jesus said, quote, He's got a message for you, unquote. And I said to Jesus, well, you're talking to me. Why don't you give me the message? Besides, the word says, as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. I've got the Holy Ghost. Why couldn't he talk to me? And Jesus had mercy and was patient. And he said, did you read in my word where the angel of the Lord told Philip to go down the way unto Gaza? Wasn't that guidance? Didn't an angel give Cornelius directions? And then Jesus gave me several more New Testament illustrations of angels giving guidance. And finally I said, that's enough. I'll listen. The angel started by saying, quote, I am sent from the presence of Almighty God to tell you, dot, dot, dot. And the angel spoke to me about a certain direction I was to take. And the angel said, you'll have $4,000 in your hands by December 1st. By the way, this was 1963.
So it went a lot farther that month.
It did. And the angel said, I'll say that again, you'll have $4,000 in your hands by December 1st to get you headed in this direction. For I've sent my angels out to cause the money to come.
Right.
And on that date, I had exactly $4,000 to the penny, just as he said I would. And that was the beginning of this ministry.
Praise the Lord. That's when the Lord told him to move to Tulsa and gave him instructions and actually talked to him about guardian angels. Now, he goes into the next page, a charge to keep, and uses the scripture Psalm 91:11. For he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. Shelley, I know that I have a guardian angel. I've never seen him. But a man, Oliver Lindberg from Sweden, who was known back in the 80s as missionary behind the Iron Curtain, he wrote about having seen my guardian angel. And my mother, who was, you know, I was going, it seems like God sends me to the dangerous places. I think it was because I had to be delivered from fear when I was a kid. And anyway, Oliver had seen my guardian angel. He wrote about it.
Yes.
And I found his newsletter all dog-eared in my mother's Bible. And she had used it to comfort herself whenever I would be, like, going overseas or going behind the Iron Curtain.
We all have that friend who always has something negative to say about Christmas. Or one who believes it's a pagan holiday and just doesn't celebrate it at all. Wouldn't you love to be able to give them a tool that would unwrap all of these common misconceptions? Or be so studied on the subject that you could teach the truth in love? Now you can. The Mysteries of Christmas Unwrapped are 4 television broadcast messages where Dr. Billy Brim and Shelley Brim open the Word of God and expound on Jewish history and culture to answer questions like, why is it right to celebrate on December 25th? When was Jesus actually born? Why do we worship on Sundays? And many more. These powerful teachings are available on CD or DVD by calling 1-800-972-3447 or logging on to billybrim.org. Be ready to unwrap the mysteries of Christmas.
2/3 of these scriptures are prophecy. Most of them have been fulfilled. But we're going to do what Peter says. He says, pay attention to the prophets because they're like a light shining in a dark place.
3BI, Billy Brim Bible Institute. You can earn your degree with an emphasis in Bible prophecy from one of the leading Bible prophecy teachers of our time. For more information, visit billybrim.org/3BI.
Thank you for listening today. Stay connected with Billy Brim Ministries by going to billybrim.org or following us on all social media, Dr. Billy Brim. Shalom, shalom.